And he knew the consequences, but won't accept the cause.
You're riding the radio rails with Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Hey, y'all, it's your girl, Amoy, the Lightworker Soul Rebel. And I'd love to request that you please play my song, Baby, I Love You So, on the Jukebox. It's my latest release on my EP that's out now called, also, Baby, I Love You So. What I love about this track is that it is a, you know, an ode to the old school Rocksteady vibe of reggae with a modern present day flair that I bring to the table to make it my own unique sound of reggae music. And I really hope that you enjoy it. Thank you so much.
My soul sister, Amoy, don't you love her? 7-time Juno nominee, and it's coming, Amoy, it's coming. You're on deck, just like so many others. All right, here's music from Bobby Joe Starr. Yeah, she stands for truth and justice. This is brand new music from an artist based in Edmonton, Alberta, but originally from Peerless Trout First Nation. It's an electrifying song, and everybody's looking forward to the rest of the record. Here it is. On the Jukebox, She Stands for Truth and Justice by Bobby Joe Starr.
Mm-hmm. feather in her hands. She's got a voice she's not afraid to use to help this world understand. But somebody please think of the children. What kind of future will they have if we don't stand up for what we believe in and bring change into our hands? We can't move forward living in the past, no. So don't be made a fool. We can't create a better world living on fossil fuels. Yeah, on fossil fuels. Protect our children's rights. She makes that stand and she says, I saw God up way, way, I believe in great spirits, so I believe in the people. Oh, yeah. And together we can be the change, and it can't start by now. For the greener world, to protect our children's health. Protecting our lakes and our rivers is what this song is about.
Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly on many of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations all over Turtle Island.
Hi, this is Noreen Braun, and you're listening to Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Oh, Cinnamon, where you gonna run to? Cinnamon, where you gonna run to? Where you gonna run to? All on that day, will I run to the rock? Please hide me and run to the rock. Please hide me and run to the rock. Please hide me, Lord, all on that day. But the rock cried out, I can't hide you, the rock cried out. I can't hide you, the rock cried out. I ain't gonna hide you down all on that day.
Go the sea. It was boiling around the sea. It was boiling all on the bay. So I ran to the Lord. I said, Lord, hide me. Please hide me. Please help me all on that day. He said, child, where were you when you ought to have been praying? I said, Lord, Lord, hear me praying, Lord, Lord, hear me praying, Lord, Lord, hear me praying all on that day. Said, a man, you ought to be praying, ought to be praying, said, a man. Don't you know I need you, Lord? Don't you know that I need you? Don't you know that I need you? Power! Woots!
My favorite tracks by the incomparable Nina Simone. That's live in New York City, 1965. Sinner Man. Wow. She's one of those artists that, you know, honestly, every time I hear, I get inspired. I'm inspired to write. I'm inspired to jam. I'm inspired to stand up for something. She's just got it. Always has. Always will. I'm your host, Julian Taylor, and you're listening to The Jukebox. It is time for Stella Standing Bear. With a song, I get what she's saying there, because I often say, with things that go around on this planet. She's from Salt Lake City, Utah, and resides on the Pine Ridge Reservation. Here is Stella Standing Bear on The Jukebox.
I'm in my zone, I'm in my bag. my job. Stayed up all night, that's what it cost. Now look where it got me. Don't stop. I need a round of applause. I wouldn't be all the odds. Don't stop. I need a round of applause. I need a round of applause. Came up from the final notices. Can't go outside without them noticing. Money in the bag, just pinning, ain't falling. Got my foot in the door, and you know I ain't closing it. Yeah, ain't closing it. Butterflies on the whip, let me pose with it. Yeah, it's over with. They call me a solid, I'll roll with it. Don't stop. I need a round of applause. I wouldn't be all the odds. Can't work for you, I'm a boss. No 9 to 5, check the watch. This time it's no, I don't stop. Now look where it got me. Don't stop. I need a round of applause. I wouldn't be all the odds. Don't stop. I need a round of applause. I need a round of applause.
Moira and Claire,
and you're listening to The Jukebox.
Mike D on the show with Crypto. Gotta love Mike D and all the Beasties, actually. That's the first brand new music anybody from that camp has put out since the passing of Adam. Julian Taylor here. You're listening to The Jukebox. I love that you guys tune in each and every week. Thank you so much. If you have requests, please do let us know. Hit us up on socials, Julian Taylor's Jukebox. Before I get to the last song and wish this guy a happy birthday, I want to say thank you and much love to my JTJ team for helping me put this show together each and every week. To all of our station partners, Nyawe, we couldn't do it without you. Thank you for getting this show out to everybody's eardrums. And to our station sponsors, the same goes to you too. This is a labor of love for so many reasons because, well, music's beautiful and it connects us all. It's the universal language, of course, and thank you for believing in that message and that philosophy. One more song to play here, and it's Buddy Guy, the legendary blues artist turned 90 years old not too long ago. So happy birthday, Buddy Guy. I got to meet him once. Maybe I'll post that up on our socials so you guys can see that. It was in Chicago at his Blues Bar. And that's when I got to see, you know, the credit card that Muddy Waters had on the wall. His name's McKinley Morganfield, if you didn't know that. It was a great night. We had a lot of fun. Here's Damn Right, I've Got the Blues. This is Buddy Guy on the Jukebox. Until next week, ciao bananas. And remember, it's nice to be nice.
Washington Governor Jay Inslee made the fight against climate change a major priority during his 3 terms in office. He passed laws that cap greenhouse emissions, promote clean energy, and align state policies with global climate goals. Inslee says his love of birds is one of the motivations for his efforts.
Birdsong to me is just such a rich part of my daily life. It just perks me up. There are many threats to our birds where we're, you know, maybe 1 out of 8 species are in real trouble worldwide. Obviously, habitat loss is significant, but climate change is the ultimate destroyer of worlds, including in bird life.
Inslee believes everyone has a reason to want to protect the environment.
You may want to have snow in the mountains to ski on. You may want to have air to breathe in August so that forest fire doesn't smoke your kids. So there's many reasons, but one of the principal ones for me is to keep birds in my life. You know, when I hear the red-winged blackbirds, you know, they're whistling, and I think they're whistling to say, get off your duff and go fight against climate change, partner. So they keep me inspired.
Learn more about the difference you can make for birds at birdnote.org. I'm Jonice Franklin.
For 40 years, the Simon Fraser Public Interest Research Group, aka SFPIRG, has been helping students build communities at SFU. Campus organizations like Out on Campus and Embark developed out-of-action groups at SFPIRG. Action groups are one of the ways that student activists can take action for change. Visit us at www.sfpirg.ca. That's www.sfpirg.ca to learn more about starting your own action group today.